One of the greatest living nature writers has a book that he's carried with him up many mountain trails. It's a map, a compass, a guide to the mountains within.
So this is a book about mountains in the sense that Mrs. Dalloway is a book about city streets, or Moby Dick is a book about whales. It is a profound investigation of the interpenetration of mind and matter and what matters.
I'm Anne Strangechamps, and this is Bookmarks.
I'm Robert McFarlane, the author of Underland, and the book I'd like to recommend to you is The Living Mountain by Nan Shepherd. This is a slender masterpiece of a book. It's scarcely 30,000 words long. It was written in the 1940s by a Scotswoman, Anna Shepherd, who lived in the northeast of Scotland near the Cairngorm Mountains. It wasn't published till 1977, near the end of her life. In it, she describes walking, as she puts it, into the mountains. That preposition is important because I think most of us often think about walking up mountains, but Shepherd was interested in what walking into mountains might mean. It is really a pilgrimage that she makes into this beautiful, ancient, Devonian-era mountain range. Low-slung, high, arctic, cliffy, but also rounded, which is, yeah, really Britain's Arctic. Shepherd realizes that this is not a set of peaks. It is not a site to be overcome and conquered, but a place to be explored and walked around, as she puts it. I go around it, she says, like a dog in circles. I go up to see the mountain as I might to see a friend. I grew up climbing. I was a climber from a young age, a bad climber, but a climber. And I was so drawn to the summit. I had summit fever bad. It cost me scars and wounds and occasionally nearly my life. I look back with incomprehension at it, but I met Shepherd's book and it was the beginning of a weaning away from that summit fever. To her, the pass was so much more interesting than the peak, and the pilgrimage so much more interesting than the conquest. I remember once, I'm in the Cairngorms a lot, and I usually carry a copy of this book. I think it's the one I've given away more than any other. And I met a young man from Singapore deep in the passes there. And we fell into talking, and he was very open. He said that he'd been having a very difficult time in his life. He'd lost someone close to him. And he'd come to look for himself or look for some way forwards in the mountains. And we stood by this stream and had this conversation that was completely unexpected to me, far from any road. And I said, look, here's this book. Take this book. Read this book. Gave him my copy. And I left him my email address. And later he wrote to me this extraordinary letter just saying that encounter with me, but really with me as the giver of that book. And then the book which he'd read had been a map. The book had been a map to him, and it had allowed him to find his way back to the world from the lost place in which he'd been. And I just thought, well, Nan, thank you.
The book is The Living Mountain by Nan Shepherd. Robert McFarlane is the author of The Wild Places, The Old Ways, and Underland. Bookmarks are brought to you by To the Best of Our Knowledge. Listen, subscribe, and share them with your friends. You'll find seasons 1 and 2 at ttbook.org/bookmarks.